Good morning, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Power Chat. I am Annabelle Brasnell, Corporate Communications Manager at TNTech. Our acting Chief Security Officer, Kimraj Ramuta, has returned to studio today to continue chatting about matters under the jurisdiction of the Security Department. Welcome back, Kimraj.
Thank you, Annabelle. It's great to be here again. Good day, listeners.
I want to discuss the matter of illegal connections, otherwise known as current stealing. What exactly is classified as current stealing?
Section 72 of the Electricity Act covers current stealing, which states, every person who maliciously and fraudulently abstracts, causes to be wasted or diverted, consumes or uses any electricity is guilty of simple larceny and shall be punished accordingly. For example, bridge meter base, that is using two pieces of wire to form a circuit and restore supply from the meter base. Direct connections to TNTech lines without being metered, that is connecting directly to the low voltage lines. Bypassing the meter, that is the meter is unable to determine consumption, which means the supply does not go through the meter to be recorded.
What is the penalty for current stealing?
The maximum penalty for current stealing is 5 years imprisonment, but the sentencing is at the discretion of the magistrate. In a recent case, about 3 months ago, two persons were brought before the magistrate's court for stealing electricity. They were fined $3,000 or 6 months imprisonment with hard labor. One person paid the fine and the other was imprisoned.
Okay, Kimraj, can you tell us what happens when a report of current stealing is made?
Once we receive a report, the meter inspector and police visit and make observations. Once current stealing is confirmed, the matter is taken to court or the account is settled for the outstanding balance.
So, how does a member of the public make a report of suspected or confirmed current stealing?
All reports are treated with confidence and customers do not have to worry about their identity being leaked. Most reports are received through phone calls. Some customers send anonymous letters, some come to the office, and others send emails. However, customers can use telephone number 663-8832, extension 2388 and 2386 to make calls.
Can you speak to the issue of current stealing from a safety standpoint? What have you experienced in your years as a security officer?
Let me say, while current stealing is a criminal offense, it also raises the issue of safety. The practice of using extension cords with poor insulation and joining, bridging the meter base, and throwing alligator hooks over the low voltage lines are dangerous and unsafe practices. We have received many reports of electrical shock, and one instance a person was electrocuted due to holding exposed wires on an extension cord and standing on a damp floor. Also, undersized wires heats and cause overloading of circuits. Two houses were burned down in Phoenix Park last year due to this practice.
Okay, thank you, Kimraj. So, listeners, you understand the danger that you're exposing yourself and your family to if you decide to connect illegally to an electricity source. Remember, you can report instances of illegal connections or current stealing at 663-8832, extensions 2388 or 2386. Also, you can email the Security Department at p-mounthopeext2595@ttec.co.tt. That is P for police dash Mount Hope, MTHOPEEXT 2595@ttec.co.tt. So, Kimraj Ramuta, our acting Chief Security Officer, thank you very much for chatting with us today again. I'm Annabelle Brasnell, and I will be with you again next week with another Power Chat. Do have a good day.